When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From coast to coast, Epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another Epic Field Report.
So on the phone, I'm joined by REA's client, Abbas. Glad to have you here, buddy. So I noticed in Follow Through Crew Friday, let's see, that was 2 weeks ago now, first deal closed for $8,000 assignment, two others under contract. Thanks to Matt, Miguel for all your help, and shout out to Parker as well. So perfect. You got the first one closed. You were at the REA Summit, 4 or 5 months ago, I guess, right?
In October.
Okay, and it took a little bit for us to get here, so we'll talk about that, but let's talk about this specific deal, $8,000 assignment. How did you find this deal?
So this came from a PPC lead. Miguel helped me with the PPC setup.
So we're managing your PPC for you, or did you do that yourself?
You're managing it for us.
We're managing it. Okay, got it.
And man, we turned it on, and I got a lead almost immediately. Mm-hmm. Was a tired landlord. He had owned it for something like 12 years and had recently been vacated, needed work, and he was just tired of dealing with it, didn't want to fix it up. Got the call, went and met him like the next day and got him under contract the following day. He said he needed to, you know, get the okay from his wife. There were some back and forth, but we got him under contract.
Yep. And so your exit strategy was an assignment, so that we were wholesaling the property.
Correct.
My next question is, how much money did you make? So you put that in here, so you made $8,000, so good. How did we celebrate on this one?
How do we celebrate? So I got to tell you, paid down some debt, to be perfectly honest, and took the wife out to a little dinner. I have two little girls, so you know, we had a little family dinner, celebrated that way, and honestly, nothing big.
Yeah, it's not enough to retire on, is what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. All right, so that was then, so that was what, 2 weeks ago, and then just last week, I saw something posted here.
That happened this week, so we haven't posted it yet.
Oh, Parker posted that he had it under contract, and then you guys have closed it since then.
Yes, sir.
Got it. I wanted to read that one real quick. 8 contracts currently pending. One deal was a referral from Abbas from the Epic community, and we stand to make about $40,000 on that. And so that's the one that you actually did close this week.
Yes, sir. Let me elaborate on that.
Please.
I was leaving for vacation to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
The day before we were leaving, I got a good lead in that I could tell had some potential. I didn't have the time to really lock it up. And Parker is in my market here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I have become pretty good friends. So I reached out to Parker. I said, hey, Parker, man, while I'm away, can you handle some of these leads for me? So this one I got from a Craigslist ad, which I kept telling you wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Got it from a Craigslist ad. Kid inherited the home. It's a little outside of Metro Atlanta, but it was surrounded by commercial property. That's where the money was.
Mm-hmm.
Residential property surrounded by commercial. So we saw some potential there. Locked it up pretty cheap. Found a commercial buyer. It was a team effort because there were a lot of issues with the seller. He was a little difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So Parker and I really tag teamed on that. And 39K spread, we just closed it this week.
Congrats, dude. Yeah. So you made $39,000 from a free Craigslist ad is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you.
And just what, a month before that, you're like, these Craigslist ads aren't working.
We got that one from beginning to the closing table in 3 weeks. It would have probably been 2 weeks if the guy wasn't so difficult to deal with.
Good. Okay. And then just before we started recording, you had said you had a few more things coming up, some other opportunities you're working on.
Yeah. So I've got...
Well, let's just pause there for a second because I want to go back because in the last 2 weeks, we've got 2 deals closed. You've got some other opportunities that you're looking at right this very moment. So obviously something has happened because we went 4 or 5 months with some frustration. Kind of walk me through that process. And now in your hindsight, how do you see that experience?
It takes a little while for the marketing to kick in. You know, the seed you plant today, they bloom later on, right? If you will. So there's a lot of that. And it varies, right? Some people get lucky, get a deal right away. It took me a little longer, but I think you know this from the questions I've been asking. I stayed with it and I really worked hard. You know, any downtime I've had, I've been trying my best to devote to this and my learning and
I really acknowledge you for that, that you stuck with it. And it's because it's the consistency that is going to snowball and produce results. And you're starting to benefit from that right now. You're starting to see it all happen. And, you know, I was at the REIA summit. We did a fulfillment summit 2 weeks ago. The subject of Tony Jardew came up, you know, and I've been working with him for almost a year and not a whole lot happened for him for a whole year. And all of a sudden, month 13, 14, 15, he's got 39 properties in his rental portfolio. I don't have enough Tony Jardew stories because people quit too soon. That's why I'm coming around the long way just to acknowledge you for not quitting and just sticking with it and trusting the process.
Thank you for your help during that process.
Really, absolutely. That's what we're here for. I just, you know, I always say that I'll match the commitment that you give. You've got it all from me. And you're just one of those stories. You're the Tony Jardew, right? It didn't take you a whole year. It took you, what, 4 or 5 months, but it is kind of the same conversations that we were having. You sent me a Voxer, so I just wanted to see if you could speak on this. You said, I made $35,000 this month. By the way, my day job as an IT consultant in 2 wholesale deals. My first IT job out of college in 2005 paid $41,000 per year. It took me 5 years to get my degree. I trained with you 5 months ago. What was going through your head when you were typing this? What were you thinking?
Honestly, I wish I had started this sooner. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 36 now. You know, it takes you a little while to see the light, per se. Some people see it later than others. Some people never see it, mm-hmm. right? I did what the world told me to do. I went to college. I got good grades, got a corporate job, worked my way up, got into independent consulting. And that's been fruitful for me. I'm not going to lie. But I knew there was more out there in different ways. I started my real estate journey on my own, buying mm-hmm. wholesale rentals, right? Mm-hmm. I learned, and that was just 3 years ago, but I learned pretty quickly that that's not the way to do it as I researched and read, et cetera, et cetera. I stumbled upon you because my cousin did Facebook ads for you at one point. Mm-hmm. So he recommended me to you. Through you, I met Parker. So over the last 3 years, I saw Parker's success. And that's really what motivated me to look into the REI ACE program. You know, it's been a progression, right? I know there's more out there. How do I get there? You make mistakes. I bought those retail properties. It's been a progression. So I'm getting there.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it because I think there's people that are listening can really resonate with that story, right? We do what we're supposed to do. We end up midlife somewhere between 35, 45 years old. And, you know, you've got on the surface what appears on paper to be quote unquote successful. You know, everything has worked out okay. But then you have that void in there that you're feeling like, hey, there's something more out there, not getting any younger. And let's go in and take a shot. So congrats. You're exactly the type of person I love to work with. I love to help people that are out there to help themselves. And so it's been a joy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You bet. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll do this all over again. Sound good?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Abbas. Take care, buddy.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Terrio Media.
I just bought my first property with a bank loan. The rest of my portfolio has been acquired with a strategy called owner financing real estate. And a good chunk of those were even sold with owner financing. Today, I'm going to show you how I did it because I showed Josh, I showed Nathan, I showed Corey, I showed them all how to do it. And I'm going to show you right now how to do it too. Okay, I'm going to give you 3 key points when you're considering the owner financing real estate strategy. Because if you don't understand how to do this, your options will be very limited when you're making offers and you're going to miss out on opportunity. But if you get it right, you'll not only make more money with the opportunities that you already have, you'll have a tremendous edge over your competition. So this guy right here, a client of mine, Josh Miller, he closed 85 transactions last year and half of them were a result of what I'm going to share with you right now. So let's go over those 3 key points. Point number 1. Owner financing real estate. What is it? Very simply, owner financing is a financing arrangement in which the seller agrees to accept installment payments directly from the buyer rather than having the buyer obtain a loan from a bank. Basically, instead of getting a loan to purchase a property, the seller themselves, they step into the bank's role, and instead of making payments to a bank, you make those payments directly to the seller. With this owner financing real estate strategy, the seller is the bank. So now you know what it is, but there are different structures for our purposes here, and that brings us to point number 2, the 3 different types of owner financing structures. 1, the free and clear carryback. Now, the seller owns the property outright in this scenario, meaning there's no existing mortgage on the property. They own it outright, and the seller sells their property to you by accepting installment payments directly from you. Very straightforward, very clean transaction. This is seller financing in its most basic form. Now, number two, the multi-mortgage carryback. Most commonly, in this scenario, the seller is going to own the property, but there's still an unpaid mortgage on the property. And using the multi-mortgage carryback, this is a way of purchasing real estate where you, the real estate investor, would take title to the property, but the existing loan stays in the name of the seller. It stays in place and in the name of the seller, but you own the property. In other words, you are purchasing the property subject to the existing financing. Then the seller will give you a second mortgage in the form of what's called secondary financing. In this instance, you would control the property because you're on title, you own it. You'd make payments to the first mortgage, the mortgage that's still in the seller's name, the bank, and then you'd make payments to the second mortgage, of which would be directly to the seller. So the multi-mortgage carryback is exactly what it sounds like. There's multiple mortgages in place. There is more than one mortgage on the property. Number three, contract for deed. Now, this is still owner financing, but it differs from the previous two as the terms of the installment payments is written into a contract. So technically, this is a business transaction as opposed to a real estate transaction. Thus, the seller stays on title until the buyer fulfills the terms of the agreement. The buyer still will have the full rights of ownership and they'll have full use of the property per the contract, but wouldn't officially appear on title until the final payment was made. So if all this is making sense to you so far, do me a favor, type the word EPIC down below in the comments section. Do that for me. That's just really good feedback for me that I know you are getting what you came here for. Alrighty, so point number three, where? Where do you find deals like these? Well, it's really pretty simple. In short, you can find them in the exact same places you're finding your other deals already. You just have to present owner financing to the seller instead of the traditional all cash offer that most people do. But I'm going to show you how I found most of mine. The first way was through direct marketing to landlords. And what I'd do is I'd send them a cover letter introducing myself accompanied by what's called a three-option letter of intent. Now, this letter of intent would present three different types of seller-financed options of how I was prepared to purchase their property. And I'd put my phone number at the bottom, and those that were interested would call me, and they'd just tell me which option that they liked best. If you'd like a copy of this letter for your own use, you can now get free access to the Epic Pro Academy at epicproacademy.com. That document, it's inside, as well as video lessons on this subject and more. All of my other contracts and paperwork can be found there, too. Alrighty, so the second way was through realtors. My favorite question to ask a realtor every time that I met one was, do you know of any listings that would be willing to carry back financing? And every once in a while, I got a yes, but mostly I got no's. And that was okay though, because what I would do then is I'd take their business card. Realtors love to hand out their business cards. I'd take their business card, I'd drop it into my CRM, and then I'd assign a realtor-specific autoresponder that would stay in touch with the realtor on my behalf, constantly reminding them at least once a week of what I was looking for. And then when one of these seller finance properties popped up on their radar, the realtor would then call me. And the third way was through online classified ads, and I still do this actually. I set up a custom search for owner financing, and seller carryback. And I do that in the real estate sections of the classifieds, and then anytime a new property was posted that had any of these words in the title or description, and the custom search would send me an email, and I'd then call the seller and present my owner financing offer. If you want to get more owner financed ideas and other creative strategies like this, get free access to my entire strategy vault at epicproacademy.com. I used to happily and easily sell this education and training for $997 a year, but now I give it away. And all of the documents and all of the paperwork too. God bless. To your success, I'm Matt Terrio. Live in good dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.